Yo, what's good? It's JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show, BS3 TV Believe Network, here bringing you your Braves recap. We're here with your Braves recap here for August 24th. The Braves pull out a 4-3 win over the Mets to end the season series with the Mets here. It's the last time they played this year, so the Braves did win the season series with the Mets. They won 4-3. Bryce Elder, who's been struggling, had a decent start today, only gave up a 2-run homer. Talked about how he felt like today he had got some unfortunate things happening when on his starts, making good pitches, but he's getting beat on good pitches, and sometimes the command's been out of control, but he's hoping to build on this and be better for the end of the year going forward. Also, the Braves, Sean Murphy, catcher, has been struggling. 0 for 24 recently, just been struggling, but he got a hit, two hits today, drove in 2 runs, tied the game at 2. Then eighth inning, Jerkson Profar got a 2-run single in eighth inning, made it 4-2. Rossi Iglesias came in, gave up a run, got the save, 2020 here for him. So the Braves are now 59-71 on the season. Game 130, 32 games to go. So we'll see what happens with the Braves the rest of the way. But the Braves hit the road and will not be back home until September the 5th against the Seattle Mariners. So a lot of things going on with your Braves, and we will see what's going on here. But today, the bullpen held it down the fort. Kenley got in, gets the win today. Lee came in and got an out. Pierce Johnson threw too many curveballs and got the people on base and had to be replaced by Dylan Lee, who got one out. Kenley came in the eighth, Iglesias in the ninth. And that's your, and Soto got the loss for the Mets, giving up them 2 runs in eighth inning. So that's the pitch matchup for the day. Braves had 8 hits, Mets had 6 hits. So yeah, keep on plugging away. This is the Braves recap. We'll see you after Labor Day in September. Hold it down. JR, we out. Check out some clips. Today's post-game pressers.
How do you feel out there?
I'm pretty good. Kind of got in the groove early. I think, you know, I've been throwing the ball right, even though some of the results hadn't been that good. So I think I made some good pitches today. And I just kind of kept rolling with it.
You think you'll be able to take what you've learned from this year, because you've mixed in some really good starts with some unfortunate ones, and kind of make it more consistent as you going into next year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's always a goal. I think there's been a couple that's been just really bad on my part, and I think there's been some that the result's been really bad that I think, you know, bounce here, bounce there, and instead of, you know, 5, 6, 7 runs, it's, you know, yeah, 6 and 3. You know, and really that's kind of what's killing me this year is the 1, 7, 8 runs. So, you know, I think learning to pitch and just kind of keep making pitches regardless of how many runs you've given up or what the score is. So definitely going to take that from this year. But, you know, at the end of the day, just kind of try to keep making pitches regardless of the score and give us a chance.
How can you try to build that consistency in the offseason a little bit?
You know, I don't know how much you can do in the offseason, really. I think it's a matter of just staying in the hunt and keep making starts and trying to keep, you know, the team in the game and give us a chance late. So as far as the offseason goes, I'm not really sure there, but I think it's kind of something that just over time, more innings you get in the big leagues, you know, you can learn.
As a guy who made the All-Star team in your first half season, had a really great first half, what do you see in Waldrop? What advice can you give him?
You know, I mean, I was with him last year in AAA a bunch. He's always kind of had, like obviously the splitter's an outlier. It's very, very good. And he threw other pitches that I thought were pretty damn good. And I felt like, you know, he'd have a really good start and then not as good a one just as far as stuff. But this year, I hadn't been down there a ton, but the times that I did, it was still like you could tell he was kind of starting to clean things up and was in the zone a lot more. Not just in the zone, it was like executing pitches. And so I think kind of what he's done with the cutter and the slider and the curveball to kind of bridge the gap to the splitter, I think has been really, really good. So I think he's got a really bright future. He works really hard. He's always on top of his stuff. So I think sky's the limit for him.
How much are you looking forward to seeing Sale pitch this week, and what can his presence do just to kind of help the other rotation guys get in the groove?
I mean, yeah, I think it helps us, and I think it also helps the lineup too. You know, you just kind of have that staple there every week that even if, you know, on a bad week, you know, it's not going to be very bad. Usually, you know, his stuff's so good. He's such a good competitor. So it means a lot to have him back. So I'm looking forward to it.
When you look at your starts and say the results don't reflect how well I pitched, is that something you pick up during the start as it's unfolding, or is that something you go back and review and say, oh, that pitch was there, or look at numbers like that?
Kind of both. I mean, obviously there's going to be times you execute pitches and still get beat. But I think the ones that suffer, the ones that you get beat, but it's a chopper through the six hole, or, you know, ball that, you know, ends up falling, just kind of wrapped between the outfielders, or hits the foul line, or just stuff like that. It's kind of frustrating. But I mean, you can kind of tell throughout the start. But I think there's been times where I've made some good pitches this year, just straight up got beat on them, and it's part of it. And then there's times where kind of had some unfortunate luck. So at the end of the day, I just got to try to keep making them, and whatever happens, happens.
Hurston's talked about his growth and confidence from last year to this year as someone that was with him last season. When's the moment that you noticed that switch in him?
I think that he got very consistent with, like, focusing on what he could control last year. I mean, I think at times he had some rough ones last year, and, you know, everybody's trying to tell him do this and do that and do this. And I think he kind of finally just said, you know, I know who I want to be as a pitcher and I know who I am, and just kind of lived with the results, whether they were good or bad, and kept moving forward and progressing how he wanted to. And this year we're seeing that.
Okay. Thanks, Brett. Satisfying as it did. You wrap up the weekend in that manner.
Yeah, it was great. It was a big win, obviously, after the last 2 days, and, you know, big hits, and got another really good outing against the Mets by Bryce. You know, bullpen was really good.
So Bryce kind of remind you know, he's had a bunch of good games like that this year mixed in with some bad ones that have ballooned his ERA, but did he remind you what he can do?
Yeah, no, I mean, I say, when he's, that sinker's working, and he's getting it over, you know, where they see it as a strike, it's really, really good. And when he's hitting with his slider, I mean, his stuff's really good. It's just the command has been kind of, on the games that have been off, has been the kind of more command issues than anything.
Murphy had a good day today. What does it mean?
Who?
Sean Murphy.
Okay.
What does it mean for him to have a day like that when it's been...
He's just struggling, no, you say it. Yeah, it's that's a big hit for him. And good walk, you know, so yeah, I mean, I'll take it for him.
With Sale coming back this week, I mean, this is one of those weeks where you can kind of look at a rotation and, kind of look forward to it. It looks a little
more hopeful. Can't wait to get him back and get him in the mix there. It's going to be huge for us, especially the way Erskine's throwing. And, you know, Joey didn't throw the great the other day, but he's been really, really good. Bryce can, you know, be great if he could get on a roll here to finish this thing out too.
Is he likely to go Friday on 5 days rest, or
probably Saturday? Yeah.
In some of those pinch hitting situations, what's the thought process behind playing the best matchup versus maybe seeing what Drake can do against lefties?
Yeah, I mean, if I got a right hander, I mean, those are tough lefties to hit at. I mean, so you know, you kind of, I mean, I'm glad we win. I mean, it's, as soon as they bring your right-hander, then Drake's going to hit. So, you know, you just kind of look at the matchup and what a guy can do. I mean, you know, it's like the switch hitter is his strong side is his left, and, you know, you got Eli sitting there, and you know, it's kind of like you're going for it right there with guys in on base. And we've been doing that a little more recently, probably will continue to do so.
Is there any thought to seeing what Drake can do against lefties in case he's in that every
day? Well, no, he can hit lefties. Yeah, I mean, if it got down to it, yeah, he's fine. I mean, I don't mind him against left-handers at all.
What happened?
I just said in that situation, I didn't want to lose my second catcher in the sixth inning. You know, you kind of like to save that bullet for the eighth and ninth.
What happens here over the final month with all these starters? How important is that for them, you know, and the team to feel good about what that rotation might look like next year?
No, I think it's big. I think it's big. I think it's big for the player to go out and leave a good impression when the season's over. And, you know, going into spring training, I think it's very important for anybody. For, you know, players to get opportunities, they need to do good so you feel good about them when the season ends and you're thinking about them for the future. You know, if they don't, then, you know, you're not going to feel so good. But I think it's important. That's why you keep playing the games. You bust your tail and you go out and try and win them. Because if you got a, you know, it's like if you got a game to play, you can do something really good and leave a good impression in somebody's mind.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you.
That was your Braves recap. Hope you enjoy. See you guys down the road. Remember, always catch recaps, Boss Man Show, BS3TVLive.com, BS3 Network, and the Believe Network. See you.